White House confirms Biden slated to deliver speech on risks posed to unvaccinated individuals. By Hannah Blow on December 20, 2021. President Biden is slated to deliver a speech on Tuesday targeting unvaccinated Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed during Monday's press briefing. "This is not a speech about locking the country down," she said during the presser. "This is a speech outlining and being direct and clear with the American people about the benefits of being vaccinated, the steps we are going to take to increase access and to increase testing, and the risks posed to unvaccinated individuals," she added. The speech will supposedly feature Biden's winter plan, and he is expected to issue what has been described as a stark warning of what the winter will look like for Americans that choose to remain unvaccinated, according to a White House official. Recent rhetoric from public health officials suggests that Biden's speech could carry the same tone as his infamous coronavirus speech in September, where he scolded unvaccinated Americans and announced the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, mandate on workers. "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us," he said in the divisive speech, where he vowed to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers. More recently, Biden issued a stern warning to unvaccinated Americans, suggesting they are in for a winter of severe illness and death. Jeff Zients, the White House's chief coordinator for the Biden's coronavirus response, repeated the sentiment last week. "For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm," he said. "So, our message to every American is clear. There is action you can take to protect yourself and your family. Wear a mask in public indoor settings. Get vaccinated, get your kids vaccinated, and get a booster shot when you're eligible," he added. That continues to be the message political leaders are repeating. Even Massachusetts Governor Larry Hogan, R., who on Monday revealed that he tested positive for the virus, despite being fully vaccinated and boosted. "As the Omicron variant becomes dominant, I want to urge you to get vaccinated or get your booster shot as soon as possible," he begged.